Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
My name is Ms. Kelly Gilfranco, and I have been a high school teacher for BPS for the last 6 years.
Kelly Gilfranco teaches 10th grade humanities at Jamaica Plains Margarita Muñiz Academy, a Boston public school with a majority Latino student body. As a child, she moved from Columbia to Boston and entered the school system. Gilfranco sat down with one of her students to discuss her immigrant experience and the challenges faced by other students.
My family moved to Boston when I was 9 years old. Like many of my students, not all our family members are able to move in with us here. And in my case, I stayed in Boston living with one of my aunts. I felt very lonely here. However, when I started high school in particular, I had an opportunity to attend Fenway High School. I had amazing teachers that were very supportive. So they understood that, you know, my parents weren't able to come to attend any special events or the regular meetings. If it had not been for all the support that I received from my teachers, I don't think that I would have been able to become a confident student that was willing to share my experience and what also made me unique. So when it was time for me to declare a major in college, I knew that I wanted to become just like one of my teachers. Lately, as our community continues to experience more xenophobia, and as we literally get new laws implemented, so often it's been emotionally very difficult to face our kids. One student this year, she had to cross the border with her grandmother and experience many challenges. She's also a student who takes two honors classes and has a part-time job, is an active member of our community, but she is actually required now to leave the country. Sometimes I don't know how to answer some of the questions that she has. And some of the questions that she has been asking me is, Miss, do you think that I will be allowed to enter the country if I leave now? Or Miss, what do you think will happen if I return to El Salvador? And when I hear her words telling me how scared she is, it breaks my heart. The contribution that she makes to our class discussions are very profound. This is a child that has experienced a lot, and yet it's open and willing to try her best every day. I have learned that I really need to remain strong because these children are still coming to school and they inspire me. So how can I not come to school feeling, you know, stronger? I have to do it for them.
Kelly Gilfranco is a teacher at Margarita Muñiz Academy in Boston. Her story was produced by Muñiz Academy graduating senior Willie Gomez.